State legislative committees today began looking at the steps needed to cut back on the cost of prisons at the same time as maintaining a tough-on-crime reputation. The House and Senate Finance Subcommittees on Corrections heard of strategies in other states, most predominantly Texas, where State Representative Jerry Madden recalled how he was part of a bipartisan approach to prison reform. He says he was given the Corrections Department budget in 2005 with the instructions not to build new prisons. At the same time, the state projected needing space for 17,000 new prisoners within 5 years. Madden told the committees that he only saw two ways of dealing with the problem: let the prisoners out or slow down the rate at which they are imprisoned.
I look at my types of prisoners and I say, you got people that you're afraid of and people that you're mad at. People that you're afraid of, you ought to lock up. And even my liberal friends will agree, lock them up, throw away the key. Those people are dangerous, and they're dangerous to you, and they're dangerous to your society. You got to do for public safety and public protection. You got to do things with them. But for those others, we're mad at them.
As an example, Madden says drunks are dangerous and frightening, but once they have successfully completed a rehabilitation program, they are productive, non-threatening members of society. Madden pointed lawmakers to five places in which they could look for ways to control the need for more prisons. Most important was cutting back on recidivism. The committee members were told by state officials today that 40% of Alaska's prisoners will return to prison. Madden says there are other targets, too.
Certainly probation was one of those. If you catch them before they get to prison and you do things like specialty courts and you do things like providing additional support for your probation departments so that they can monitor the people and can provide help, and you can put drug treatment programs that work within your community, and you can put alcoholic treatment programs there for those people, you can keep them out of prison.
Madden pointed to incidents of prisoners who lose their parole status for technical reasons, not new criminal activity. Madden said that 5 years after beginning its reform, Texas has actually closed one prison.